Get up weekday mornings with Hamish and Paris. But if you missed something, catch up at hits.com.au.
I am so tired this morning.
You are.
Right? So tired. But it got me thinking about other times I've been so tired. A key one being road trips. Now, my thing that I do to get energy is I eat Kinder Bueno bars. I don't know what it is about them. They just, you know, they get me going. They get me on top of my game.
Yeah.
So we're talking road trip foods.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about on 13, 12, 16. Ella is on the line. What's your go-to road trip food?
So before I actually leave, I drive to the fuel station and get a pie, like the cheese and bacon pie and a Red Bull.
Yep.
I'll sit in the car, eat it, and then I'll have pineapple lumps and prawn chips on the way.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Pineapple and what chips?
Prawn chips.
Pineapple and prawn chips?
Yeah.
Where do you get these from? I've never heard of that in my life.
So, oh no, so you got the pineapple lumps and then the prawn chips. They're separate.
Oh, okay.
I thought somebody like Smith's had put together pineapple and prawn chips.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, I don't know. Is it? Do you stay awake for the road trip because you're violently ill after eating those chips? But as it turns out, not the case.
No, not the case. Wow. But I don't eat them together. I don't think I'm game enough to eat it together.
No, the common theme here, though, is that we all go straight to the petrol station and we just, you know, we pick our road trip food and we gun it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And does it matter what time of the day or night you are heading off on your road trip? Is the road trip food always the same?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
It's got to be. Yeah. You got to stick to what you know.
Consistency know.
Is the key.
Well, I'm talking about devastating news in a way right now,
right,
Hamish.
We've got a theme.
You know, things that you find out about yourself that you didn't realise until someone else mentions it. So maybe they go, Hamish, you've aged a little bit. And you go, have I? And then you notice that you have. It's like far out.
Thanks for picking the age thing. Yep. Well done.
So before I worked in radio, I worked in surf shops, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously people always go Christmas shopping there. Mm-hmm. And we sell a ton of hats, helmets, beanies, sunglasses.
Head-related gear.
Yeah, head-related stuff, right? Yeah. And I always thought, okay, maybe I've got a little bit of a big forehead, nothing too serious.
Yeah, right.
And I didn't care about it and didn't think that anyone else noticed. Mm. Until one day a lady came into the store. She was really nice and I was helping her out and then I moved on.
Yep.
Then she calls me over, sweetie, can you come over here? She's a bit older.
Yeah.
And I walk over and she bends down and gets on my level. She's a bit taller and she says, can you just try on this extra large men's hat? I want to check that it'll fit my husband.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I said, oh, yeah, of course. And I thought maybe she wanted to see that it would be bigger on my head. But she went on to explain that my head was obviously the same size as her big-headed husband.
Wow.
Now, I wasn't shocked to my core by this because I already had my suspicions, but I wasn't sure that other people noticed. No,
yeah, right.
You know, I didn't really think other people picked up that I had a big old noggin because, you know, but she obviously saw it from a bloody mile away. I was on the other side of the store.
Well, it's hard not to. It's a giant head, apparently.
Yeah, and it was just one of those things that, you know, maybe I suspected, but I didn't know about myself until someone else said it straight to my face.
All right, but now you know. It's perfectly clear.
And now you know and everyone who's listening
knows.
No,
I knew the first time I met you.
Come apparent to us this morning, Hamish, that the education department is not chuffed with people taking their kids out of school for holidays. We want to know, though, have you taken your kid out of school for holidays and was it worth it?
Yeah, Kelly's on the line on 13, 12, 16. You've got a take on this. What is it, Kelly?
It's not about what they're going to learn on the holiday. It's more about quality family time that they're spending together.
So do you think you're not going to get the quality family time during school holidays?
Well, I'm a working mum.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter, does it? Because if the kids are on holidays, you're not.
Yeah.
So do you do, and this is what we do as well, and yes, we try and spend some quality, obviously, family time, and whenever you can get that, that is great, but also, as a family and during school holidays, things can get quite expensive. But if you take them on a holiday outside of school holidays, things are a little bit cheaper and you can afford to do more things with your kids.
Exactly. And also, if you say you go to a caravan park or something on school holidays, the kids aren't going to play with each other. They're going to play with all the other kids there, not their siblings.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you're sort of forcing them to spend more time with each other, which can be a good thing. It can end up with more fights, but it doesn't matter. It's still giving it a go, and that's the main thing. Hey, Kel, thanks for the call.
Thank thank you.
And now Katrina's on the line. What do you think?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
You've done it?
Yeah, we have. 2 years ago when our eldest was in prep and our youngest wasn't at school at that stage, we went on a seven-week holiday around Queensland in our motorhome. And so we took the eldest out of prep for 4 weeks, 5 weeks, sorry. Mm-hmm. And then joined on the 2 week school holidays.
Yeah, and a trip like that, you know, that gives a child irreplaceable time to learn about the world that you're never going to get it in school.
Absolutely. He learnt, or both the boys learnt, so much on the road. And I'm a school teacher, so I actually took work with us and did schoolwork with him at different times during the day. But just tripping around Queensland, they learnt so much, so many life skills, and learnt so much more than what they would have at school.
Yeah, and I guess when you're doing it at an early age as well, then the stuff that they're learning, I think Paris touched on this before, the stuff that they're learning in school, not necessarily as important as it would be if you did it, say, when they're in year 11 or 12.
Very much so. It would be a lot more difficult then. I don't think I'd be happy to homeschool on the road then. It would be quite tricky. But we would definitely do it again. They're now in year two and prep the boys. So we're actually planning our next trip, hopefully maybe next year.
That's cool. Awesome.
So at what point do you cut that off? Do you say, okay, we'll keep doing it as often as we can up to year 7, 8, 9, something like that?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't take them out of school, especially for that long in high school. Maybe if it's for a week or so, but definitely not for a long trip like that when they're getting older into the middle high school to upper high school.
Yeah, fair enough. Thanks for the call.
No worries, guys. Have a good day.
I don't know if you know this about me, Paris, but I am sort of obsessed with money.
I get that vibe.
Yeah.
It's all the expensive things you wear.
Yes. Today's outfit brought to you by Kmart. and the thing is, I think when you're not making a lot of money or you have kids, otherwise known as money sponges, so you are spending a lot of money, you kind of think, well, how else can I make some money just to make ends meet?
I was going to say, don't drop hints that we're not making money, all right? I've got an image. I'm loaded.
Okay, well, you can continue with that loaded image. I will play the other side of the coin, which is flat broke.
Yeah.
So it always annoys me when not necessarily other people are making money, because I understand that other people, put a lot more work into things than I do. But when animals make more money than me, that's what disappoints me in life. And I found out yesterday that there is a cat.
Yuck.
That is making more money than me and you. In fact, us combined. This cat lives on the Gold Coast. His name is Sir Winston Smushface.
Kidnap. We'll kidnap him.
Maybe we have to.
Not far.
No, that's right. We'll go and catnap him, and then we'll give him back for a handsome ransom.
Yes.
But he was on Channel 9 yesterday, and this is the little lead up to their chat with a cat called Sir Winston Smushface.
With over 40,000 followers, Sir Winston Smushface has clawed his way to international stardom. What's new, pussycat? Whoa! Earning between $300 to $1,000 for every social media post, his iconic face has landed him a gig in an American TV commercial and even grabbed the attention of daytime host Ellen DeGeneres.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And do you know what makes it even more unbelievable is that attention from Ellen DeGeneres is priceless.
It is.
So this is potentially the richest cat in the world. I also hate is that I know there's richer cats out there.
Yeah, yeah. Grumpy Cat, for instance.
Yeah.
He makes millions of dollars per year for just being a cat with a grumpy face. But there's also other animals that are making more money than us. There's Pumpkin the Raccoon, Jack the Wallaby, Penny the Goat, Juniper the Fox, Wally the Rabbit, and Esther the Wonder Pig, all making more money than us.
What?
This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I'm mad.
And I think I've got two dogs. I think I'm, you know, I'm not beyond renaming one of my dogs to something weird like Sir Winston Smushface in order to make some money off my dogs.
Yeah, look, only a person who names their animals like that would make them an Instagram anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
exactly.
Far
exactly.
Out.
So I could rename the dogs Reginald T. Fluffball.
Yes,
that
I
could
like
be
that.
Good. Or the Earl of Fluffington.
Yeah, Earl of Fluffington. I like that. That speaks money.
And then, you never know, might make some coin.
Get out weekday mornings with Hamish and Paris. But if you missed something, catch up at hits.com.au.